about those words for a second, church. That song says, we want more of you. Today is Pentecostal Sunday, Pentecost Sunday, 2024. And that's exactly what happened many, many years ago. The disciples had spent a lot of time with Jesus and watched the miracles. The Bible says he sent them into town and he left the planet Earth and sent them to wait on more of him. They didn't understand really what that meant. They didn't understand what to do, but they did understand that they needed to follow the instruction of Jesus to find out. And so they did. And today, being Pentecost Sunday, the outpouring of the power of the living God on planet Earth to empower people, ordinary people, to do extraordinary things. And we're going to talk about that today in our message as we launch a new series called The Power of One. That power is you. That power is me. As individuals, God is empowering us. And today was the day, Pentecost Sunday is the day we celebrate that empowerment. You don't have to do it by yourself. All you have to say is, I want more. We're going to go to the throne of the living God, and we're going to pray today, Lord God, I just want more. I just want more. Let's do that together, church. Father God, in Jesus' name, Lord God, we do want more. We want that revival within, Lord God. We want that empowerment today. Lord God, on this Pentecost Sunday, Lord God, as we celebrate the outpouring of your power on planet Earth, Lord. Father God, I pray right now that each of us are walking in power. I pray, Lord God, there's power within. There's a revival within each and every one of us, that we seek that today. For those that walked in to our worship center or tuned into the broadcast, Lord God, that don't know that power, Lord God, we pray for them today. Those that need a refilling of that power, Lord God, touch them today. Lord God, for those battling health situations, Lord God, empower them today. More of you today, Lord God. And as you just gave us a word this morning, Lord God, we want that freedom. We desire that freedom. And that freedom, Lord God, we know, as you just spoke to us, comes from that empowerment. More of you today, Lord God. More of you today, Lord God. Lord God, don't let me get in your way today. We just want more of you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Give heaven a round of praise today, church. Hallelujah. Just look at somebody as you're seated and say, I want more of Jesus today. Good morning, Cross Point Church. Half our church is on vacation already. The other half that's in the buildings wish we were on vacation already, right? We wish we were on vacation. I got some special news for you today. The temperature is going to be 84. See, there you go, right? There you go. It's going to be 84 degrees today. And I heard it says on the news it's going to be what? The weather says 84, 85, 86 for the next several days. I have the official announcement that summer has arrived in Canton, Ohio, right? Yeah. Yep. Summer is upon us. Summer is upon us. Thank you for joining us today. I pray that many of those that are on vacation today are watching online through the many areas of online broadcast, the online church at seapoint.church, or maybe the Facebook page or the YouTube page or the many areas that we put out the broadcast. Thank you. We hope and pray that you are watching us today, even on vacation. And if you're not, we hope that you're in a local church wherever your travels are taking you, right? Special business meeting after service today, and we're going to get you all, you know, give you all kinds of pizza like we do on Wednesday night. You'll be pizzaed out before the summer hits, right? You'll be all pizzaed out. So, but it's good pizza. And I heard the famous Sharon Peterson salad's in the process of being made. The big salad will be here with all your great drinks and side dishes. So we'll have a great time. We won't keep you long today, church. Don't worry. There's not much to do, but there's something very special to do. So we want to do that today and kick us off into the summer. We didn't want to wait any longer. We knew vacation time was upon us, and we would either do a business meeting or have to wait till June, and then there'd be more people on vacation and more activities to cruise in and all that. So we just decided today was the day. The leadership, the board, the leadership of the church, the pastors decided, let's do it today. We've been announcing this for a number of weeks. This is also a special day because our pastors, Mike and Christine Snodgrass, are celebrating an anniversary today. So we want to say happy anniversary to pastors Mike and Christine. And Mike did a wonderful thing. Now, see, this is what the guys do. You know, we know how to do it. He brought the family to church today to celebrate the anniversary, right? And that's what we do. It's great. So happy anniversary. If you see them today at the business meeting or in service or what have you, wish them a happy anniversary, right? Whew. That's a whole lot, right? Church, we're going to move into a new series today. And before we do that, I want to do a little review on just some of the things that we've been doing these last month or two, some of the series that I have been preaching. And I remember the one a few months ago, not quite yet, but it's been a few weeks, really. It's called Let's Roll, right? Let's roll. And that's what we're going to do today at the special business meeting. We're just going to roll with God and do what God's called us to do. And we talked about that series of Let's Roll. It was teaching us that God uses the ordinary, right? You and I, the ordinary to do the extraordinary things, right? And we just started talking and preaching about that. It was Jesus equipping and empowering just the ordinary people to do those extraordinary things. And then last week was Pastor Nicole. We'll get to that in a second. But a couple weeks ago, I preached a one-day message on why not? Why not me? Right? Why not you? Why not us? Why not our church? Right? Today, in the special business meeting, you're going to be saying that. Why not us? Yeah, why not us, Pastor? Let's go. Let's roll. Right? And I gave you three concepts when asking that question. Why not me, God? I said the right motive can activate supernatural faith. The right motive. When you ask, why not me, God? Or why not us as a church? The right motive. Having the right motive can catapult and release that supernatural faith. And that faith needs to have some action and have some risk-taking. That's what faith is about. Some action and taking a risk, stepping out, just believing God. And then the why not me faith requires a single-minded commitment, a mindset, right? Focus on something like we'll do today in our meeting. And then Pastor Nicole last week taught us to love like Jesus throughout that whole process. Now, I don't know, maybe it's just me because I'm married to her, but that was fantastic Mother's Day message that we had last week. Yeah, fantastic. I begged and I pleaded, church, for her to preach today, okay? And she looked at me and she says, I love you, but no. Right? She said, no. So I said, okay, so we'll have to do something else. So we're going to launch a new series today called The Power of One. Oh, Pastor, there's more power than just one. No, the Bible says the power starts with the power of one. What God can do through each one of us as individuals is the series that we're going to start today. The power of one. Church, you have more power than I think you realize. Today is Pentecost Sunday. You're going to learn that not only do you have power, you've got power to do something, and God is going to use you throughout these next weeks to learn how much power you really have. You know, you've got tremendous power. You know, we hear this phrase all the time, I'm only one person. You know, we hear this, I'm only one person, Pastor, or to your boss, I'm only one person. You know, what you're saying is, I've got too much to do. I'm overloaded. You know, then we say, well, I'm only human. I'm just human. That means you're saying, I'm only one person, and I'm only human, meaning I can't do this without somebody else or something else helping me, right? Now, don't tell me you haven't said that, because I've said that many a times, and my wife better not say amen, but this is not the time, right? Don't be laughing, no, but we do say that, church. I'm only human. I can't do any more than I'm already doing. College kids say that a lot. I'm only one person. What you're really saying is I can't accomplish what I want to do by myself. It means you're writing your ending before your beginning really gets started. God sees this all differently. And you're going to learn that in this series. He sees us as the power of one. Although we live in a shaken world, and boy, I tell you, the world is shaken more today than I think I've ever seen it in my lifetime of 30 years. We draw power. Yeah, I know. Right? Uh-oh. We draw power by being connected, though, to an unshakable kingdom. I'll do like Sue Peterson did last week. You know, she was trying to tell you how old she was without telling you how old she was. Right? If you were here for Mother's Day, she gave a testimony. Boy, it was great. It was just great. Pastor Nicole, thank you for inviting Sue. Sue, thank you for allowing God to use you last week so much. That was so powerful. But she told us how old she was by telling you, you know, things that happened when she was 17 and then what happened later, and people started doing the math. I've heard people talking about the math for like a whole week now, trying to figure out how old she is. And then you figure out the math, and she said she was older than she really is. Something like that, right, dear? What's that? Oh, she said she was younger than she. Ooh, okay, well, you know, all women do that. So do the guys, right? God has empowered the power of one in you. My friend Andy Warren says it like this: every person's miracle in the Bible started off as a problem. I just love that. So I borrowed it. Every person's miracle in the Bible. Hey, how about this? Every person's miracle sitting in the worship center today or watching online started off as a problem. That God came in and empowered the person to make a change in their life. Something happened through the power of one, you. But see, there is a supernatural infusion that happened there to make you say, I wasn't alone. I'm just human, but you finish the phrase by saying there is something else that empowered me. And today on Pentecost Sunday, we're going to start talking and learning more about that. So today's message is called All About Unleashing an Unshakable Kingdom in Your Life. And that's what Pentecost Sunday started. It unleashed on planet Earth an unshakable kingdom. And you're saying, if you're new to Pentecost, I'm going to let you in on a little secret about what it is. If you're old-time school Pentecost people like my wife and I, you know probably what this is. But for those new in Pentecost, Pentecost is the Greek name for a festival known in the Old Testament as the Feast of the Weeks. In the Greek, that means Pentecost means 50, which refers to 50 days that had elapsed since Passover or the celebration of the Israelites leaving Egypt. But basically, Pentecost was a celebration of the first harvest. So the Israelites would get together and do a celebration. And it was on that celebration that God decided that he was going to pour out his power. For Christians, like you and I, for Christians, it means a little bit different. It means Pentecost marks the beginning of that outpouring. It's no longer this Jewish festival that we're celebrating, right? Today, Christians celebrate the fact that God selected that time to pour out his power, his Holy Spirit, on the people to empower them to do work for God. It commemorates the actual birth of the Church of Jesus Christ. Now, you think about when Jesus was here, when he died on the cross and was resurrected, and we celebrated that 50 days ago on Easter Sunday. So 50 days later, Pentecost Sunday shows up. Why? Because the word Pentecost means 50. So each year, we celebrate Pentecost Sunday 50 days after Easter. That's today. And then you think about what happened on the cross. Jesus died. We did the series during Easter called Easter People. And then he died and he was resurrected. So then in between his resurrection and the outpouring of his power on the day of Pentecost, there's a few days. Really, there's weeks in there, right? There's a few weeks. Now, Jesus had followers during that time, but Jesus did not form the church yet. but he had followers, right? The birth of the church, the outpouring of the power from heaven, showed up on that day. Weeks later, after Jesus left the face of the earth, there was not an organized movement. But when the power showed up, the church was formed. And you sit in a church today because of that day. Everybody that attends church and worships the Lord thy God in heaven, that is an event that birthed all the movement of the church of Jesus Christ on the planet Earth. Now, of that church of Jesus Christ, there are many what we call denominations, right? There are many movements. Some of them are a little bit more closer to what really is the move and power of the living God and what the Bible says, and some have now divested away from that because of things that have happened in our world, in our society. But Pentecost was the day that the church was established. So it's the church's birthday. So it's today. So everybody say, happy birthday, church. Happy birthday. That is today. Today is the birth of the church. Because God selected that day to birth the church. And John the Baptist prophetically spoke of it. Let's dive into some scripture today in Matthew 3:11. It reads like this. It should be on the screen behind me. It should be on the screen of the device you're looking at today. It says, I baptize you with water for repentance. But after me comes one who will be more powerful than I, whose sandals I'm not worthy to carry. And he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. The Bible, fire means power. He's going to give you power. He's going to give you an empowerment. Something's going to be different. I'm just putting you down in water, he's telling the people, but this other guy is going to show up, and not only will there be water, but there will be fire with power into your individual life. And Jesus himself confirms this Pentecostal power that it's coming in Luke 24:49. It reads, I am going to send you what my Father promised, as he discusses this with the people, the disciples. But stay in the city until you have been clothed with power from on high. There's the instruction. They don't know what's going to happen. They just know something's going to happen. And Jesus told them some instructions, and they're going to follow it. And Jesus leaves the face of the earth, and they go do exactly what they were told to do, because I am going to send you something. It's a promise from heaven. It's an empowerment. Now, I want you to think about the question I'm going to ask you here right now. I want to ask you, what's Jesus' position right now? He's leaving planet Earth. He sends the people into town, says, listen, wait, something's going to show up. What is Jesus' position right there in that scripture? I taught you this weeks ago. Watch what happens. Jesus sits in the middle between our shaken world and God's unshakable kingdom. When he gave that proclamation, that instruction, Jesus is sitting in the middle between the shaken world that he was walking with for 3 years and an unshakable kingdom that's going to be poured out in power in a few weeks. And Jesus knew that, although the disciples didn't know it. But Jesus was sitting in the middle. He was the conduit. He was the bridge between that unshakable kingdom and a shaken world. And he was going to deliver power. And again, Jesus is in the middle. What's he doing in the middle? The question I ask you now is, why is he in the middle? What's he doing in the middle between a shaken world and an unshakable kingdom? What's he doing? He is unleashing power. He is unleashing power. He is preparing the disciples for the unleashing of an unshakable kingdom into their lives one by one, to give them the power of one. And you're going to see that in the scripture here in a minute. It says in Luke 12:49 through 51, it says, I have come to bring fire, which is power, on the earth, Jesus sits in the middle between a shaken world and an unshakable kingdom to bring fire, power, unleashing an unshakable kingdom into this world that you and I are living in. Again, Jesus sits in the middle. Again, Jesus sits in the middle. To have dominion over a shaken, messed up world, it must come from an unshakable kingdom. If it doesn't come from an unshakable kingdom, it can't do what God wanted it to do. It doesn't come from some earthly kingdom. It has to come from a heavenly kingdom that is unshakable. To change the world, one person at a time. To have dominion over a shaken, messed up world, it must come from an unshakable kingdom. Jesus was the only one in the middle at that time holding all kingdom power. Jesus was the power of the one. He was the one in the middle. However, Pentecost placed that unshakable kingdom power inside of every believer on that day. Every believer, the Bible says, that showed up as Jesus instructed them, received the unshakable power one by one. Because the Bible says, and you'll see it here in a minute, let's just wait, that Pentecostal power was placed on each and every one of them. Those who believe and receive that power, now they sit in the middle of an unshakable kingdom and a shaken world. Church, that is you and I, of the Church of Jesus Christ. Jesus held the power of one, unleashed it on Pentecost Sunday. And the men and the women that were there that day received that outpouring and then took that outpouring out into the world as the church. And you sit in a church today as a believer, I pray, in the power of the Lord Jesus Christ, because the power of one, Jesus, unleashed power from an unshakable kingdom to a shaken world, and it spread like fire. That's why you're here today. And those believers now sit in the middle, just like Jesus did, between the unshakable kingdom of heaven and the shaken world. I sit there today. I reside there. I live there. I inhabit that position. And many, if not all of you, reside there in that position as well. You now have the power of one, me and you. Now, this morning on Pentecost Sunday, the question I have for you now is, what are you going to do with it? What are you going to do with it? Jesus, when he held it, and still does, he gave it away and empowered others. So they got empowered on that day, one by one, and they took it out and empowered others. That is unleashing an unshakable kingdom in a shaken world by the power of one on planet Earth. For the next few weeks, we're going to be studying about that, church. Pentecost placed that unshakable kingdom power inside every single believer. Every single believer. What are you going to do in the middle? What are we now going to do? Jesus passed this power on to us, and we celebrate that power on a Pentecost Sunday in 2024. What are we going to do? My fear is that believers are slowly becoming more accustomed to living in a shaken world that they, more than advancing an unshakable kingdom is my fear today. I fear that we're becoming so accustomed to the shaken world that we live in that we're not advancing by the power of one in us, the unshakable kingdom on planet Earth. Why the pastor calls a cruise in. That's why. So people will come and come together so we can celebrate and have fun with them, and the Church of Jesus Christ can pour into them an unshakable kingdom experience. How, Pastor? The power by each one of us that God had placed in you. What a task. What a mission. You get to exercise the very mission of the power of one in your life on June 1st. You get to do that on every single day of your life. But the quote on the screen talks about your pastor's fear that we're slowly becoming more accustomed to living in this shaken world than advancing an unshakable kingdom. Why? We're in the middle. We're in the middle between the unshakable kingdom and the shaken world. We live in there. That's our position, right? That's our position. Today, I'm just bringing that to you because I want you to start to really think about that. Weeks and weeks ago, people were still talking about the series I did and the time I talked about being in the middle. And I knew it was coming up to this day that I wanted to let you really understand that you are in the middle, that Jesus is always in the middle, and then he empowered us to be in the middle. Between an unshakable kingdom and a shaken world. And you got to stop and think, church, that we've got to make decisions of everything we do throughout life, throughout our day, of that position. And each time we get up, God has placed us in a position throughout the course of that day or that week or that location that you go to, whether it be your work or our place of, you know, whatever, wherever you do, right? You are carrying with you the position of the power of one. The position of being in the middle. And then you've got to stop and think a little bit. Now, this thing about being in the middle, it's kind of on a sliding scale, right? Because when you're in the middle, you can go either to the left or to the right. You could end up going from closer to an unshakable kingdom, you could start to go towards a shaken world, was my quote here a second ago. And my fear is that a lot of us, you know, we don't even understand that we start to move towards the shaken world away from the unshakable kingdom. And then we wonder why the Pentecostal fire, which is power, isn't as resonating in our lives as it used to be. Why? Because we are moving slowly towards that shaken world. And the closer we get to the shaken world, the less Pentecostal power is going to follow us because we're distancing ourselves. We're no longer in the middle. We're more on the one side, right? We're moving. We need to move back, just like the song talked about, to that revival within. The revival within happens when you start moving towards the unshakable kingdom. You're still in the middle between the shaken world and the unshakable kingdom, but you are now moving step by step towards the unshakable kingdom. What does that mean? That means the closer you get to an unshakable kingdom, the closer you get to fire, the closer you get to power in your life. Just stop and think about it. And that question is, I just don't have the power I used to have in my life, Pastor. I just don't have that. Maybe it's because sometimes we just end up moving towards a shaken world. And everything that comes out of the world continues to bombard us with the things that make us shaken. But God, on the day of Pentecost, placed inside of each and every one of us that endowment of power. To be unshakable. To be unshakable. You know, it's a kind of a heavy lifting thought today that God placed us in that position of influence. So he watches what we do and how we do it. What a huge undertaking for each and every one of us, church. What a huge responsibility to be in that position that Jesus put us in. And that position that you hold today, the responsibility of it. You can sit there and do nothing and just hold on to it and live day to day in it. Or you can do what we taught a couple weeks ago when you say, why not me? And you can take that faith and make some action and put some risk behind it to do something for the kingdom, the unshakable kingdom. That's just a heavy thought this morning, right? That's just a heavy thought. Today, I'm going to get you thinking as we move into this series. I want to get you thinking because the reason some believers are slowly becoming more accustomed to living in a shaken world than advancing an unshakable kingdom is because we are more dependent on earthly things than spiritual things. In the middle. Earthly things and spiritual things in the middle. The shaken world, the unshakable kingdom in the middle. Where do we sit there? Between those two kingdoms, right? Where do we sit? In the middle. You know, let me give you a little story about Tony Robbins this morning. How many of you know who Tony Robbins is, right? Tony Robbins is probably one of the, you know, we've used his analogies before. He's one of the biggest motivational speakers in the country, right? And he has this concept, this mantra, this thing. He says it like this. He says, you gain the power in your life for the power of one through you. Unleashing your ability deep down inside you. It's kind of like the thing. Like all motivational speakers talk like that, right? They talk about you have it inside of you. You have that power in you. So you, all you have to do is unleash that power. And they are going to show you, teach you, instruct you for a fee how to do that. It's true, right? That's exactly what it is. There's a fee involved. Your pastor's going to tell you how to do it today, the next few weeks, and it's going to be no charge. The power of one. And they teach you how to unleash that. And some of them will teach you how to do it by a class, a correspondence, an online training, or showing up someplace. And it could be a few dollars to hundreds and hundreds of dollars. It could be a few hours of your time to years of your time. I don't see anywhere in the Bible where it says the endowment of power takes years. The power of one didn't take years. It took obedience to show up at a location, but it didn't take years. It took obedience and faith. And God delivered the power of one on each and every one of the people. But those motivational speakers teach it different. They teach it very different. See, we live in a shaken world, but we can still advance an unshakable kingdom. You could still do it. Right? Hebrews 12:28 reads like this. Since we are receiving a kingdom that is unshakable, let us be thankful and please God by worshiping him with holy fear and awe. I love it when the writer of Hebrews, we don't know who that is really, but he says in the scripture, since we are receiving an unshakable kingdom. It does not say, since we have received it, we are receiving it. That means it doesn't stop. It's available to continue pouring into your life always. It's always available. It's never going to be revoked. It's always going to be there. It's not going to not show up on some day. It's never going to call off sick. It's always available. If you are obedient to go get it. I ask myself all the time, really, when Jesus instructed all of them to go into the city and wait, you know, does anybody not show up? Did they all go? Was there anyone that was tardy and just decided they had to check something out? Did they all? I think they all went and waited. I think they were on time and I think they were showing up, right? And I ask myself, is that what I do? Am I always on time for heaven? Am I always ready to receive the endowment of power? Am I always ready when God calls my name? Am I there for him? The endowment of power. In Acts 2, 1 through 4, when that power came, it reads like this. When the day of Pentecost came, they. What does that mean? It means each one of them. Each one of them, they. They is the word saying they were all there, but they were all individuals that showed up. They were all together in one place, the place that Jesus had to go. And then suddenly, a sound like this blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they, each one of them, was sitting. And then they, each one of them, all of them, they, all of them saw what seemed like tongues of fire, power, separated, and that came to rest on each of them, each one of them. The power of one on each one. And they all saw it. See, they all saw it, and they all got it. The power showed up on each and every one of them. And then the Bible said they received it. And then, verse 4, all of them were filled with the power of the Holy Spirit. And they knew they were filled because this witness showed up. And the Spirit allowed them to speak in an unknown tongue that they couldn't speak in before. The church of Jesus Christ, the endowment of fire and power shows up, and you know it's there by the unknown tongue of a person. We call that in the Pentecost church the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Why? Because it says in God's word that the endowment of power happened on that day, and you knew it did because they started to speak in these unknown languages. And we receive that power, and that power is received every day throughout history to today, and shows up still to let you know that God is in the house. And we receive it to empower ordinary people like you and I to do extraordinary things, taking an unshakable kingdom and driving it into a shaken world by the power of you and I, the power of one. That Jesus taught us that. It's an awesome responsibility, church, and God granted it to you and I. He granted it to you and I. The thoughts like this: this unshakable spiritual kingdom cannot be taken from us, but as we sit in the middle where Jesus sits, we can drift towards the shaken world and we don't even realize it. And that's what I said here a few minutes ago. We then wonder why the power inside of us is not like it used to be. And so we start to evaluate, where am I in this area, this position as I drift? Am I drifted? Pastor, am I drifted? I don't know. Are you? Am I drifted? Are we drifted towards the shaken world? Are we going back to an unshakable kingdom? The closer you get to an unshakable kingdom, the more power of one shows up in your life. The more you want to do. Church, if we stay committed and we don't drift to a shaken world, John 14, 12 through 14 reads like this. I tell you the truth. Anyone who believes in me will do the same works I've done and even greater works. I'm going to the Father. I've got the power of one that I have given you in your life, each and every one of them. Centuries go by and it comes down to May 19th of 2024, Cross Point Church, and churches throughout the world, and the Church of Jesus Christ on Pentecost Sunday. There are churches that don't celebrate Pentecost Sunday because they don't recognize the scriptures that I just read. I cannot believe that, but I do. They don't recognize it. If you stay committed, I have done these great works, but you will do even greater works. Church, just think about your life here as we wind up the service. What do you need today in your life or your family to do even greater works than Jesus did? What do you need? You need the endowment of power from heaven, the power of one in your life. Come, Holy Spirit, come on Pentecost Sunday. I need it. My family needs it. My co-workers need it. The people coming to the cruise in need it. And the power of one rests with you to unleash an unshakable kingdom in their life. Hebrews 12, 26 through 27 reads like this. And then when God spoke from Mount Sinai, his voice shook the earth. But now he makes another promise. Once again, I will shake not only the earth, but the heavens also. Verse 27 says, this means that all of creation will be shaken and removed. And the only ones that will be left are those that were unshakable. And the only way you as a believer can be unshakable in a shaken world is to be in a position aligning yourself with an unshakable kingdom through the Lord Jesus Christ. Church, that's got to get you excited today. You have the power in your life, the power of one, to make a difference, to change a life, to change your life, to change your family, to unleash. You have the ability that the Lord Jesus Christ had granted you to unleash an unshakable kingdom through you if you believe. If you believe in an unshakable kingdom of heaven, the Lord Jesus Christ, if that is you today, you have the ability to speak life over people, to speak life in your life and your children and your grandchildren and your coworkers and cruise-in attenders or what have you. You have the ability. God granted you the power of one through the Lord Jesus Christ. What are we going to do with it? Church, are you part of the unshakable? Are you part of the unshakable the scripture talks about? And are you unleashing an unshakable kingdom one person at a time? The Bible says in Matthew 28, 19, therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. That's the unshakable kingdom. It's about unleashing an unshakable kingdom through the power of one, the power of you and I. What a tremendous responsibility for us. What a tremendous responsibility on Pentecost Sunday. All that is necessary, Martin Luther King Jr., all that is necessary for the triumph of evil is for good people to do nothing. When God poured out power on Pentecost Sunday, Pentecost back then, right? 50 days after Passover, when God unleashed an unshakable kingdom of power on planet Earth to birth the church, if the 120 people that had the endowment of power on each and every one of them would not have taken that power outside of that house and started preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ, we would not be here as the church today. But God, they had the power of one, and it was so overwhelming within them, as the song we sang, the revival started to happen inside of them. They couldn't contain it. They couldn't hold it. They had to go preach it and unleash it on somebody else. And then when they unleashed it on somebody else, that person couldn't handle it. That person couldn't hold it. That person couldn't contain it. They had to go and unleash it on somebody else. And then that person couldn't hold it. That person couldn't contain it. That person had to unleash it, that unshakable kingdom, on somebody else. The church of Jesus Christ was birthed by the power of one, Jesus, who unleashed an unshakable kingdom on 120, and those 120 went out and unleashed an unshakable kingdom on everybody else. Lord God, thank you for unleashing an unshakable kingdom on me on April 21st of 1991. Thank you for the endowment of power into my life. So all that's necessary for the triumph of evil is for good people to do absolutely nothing. I don't want that to be Cross Point Church. I want the good people of Cross Point Church to do something. Cruising. Whatever. So as we conclude our service today, I'm going to give you the opportunity to come get the power. As our worship team sings, if you're feeling a little drifting going on in your life, maybe to the shaken world, you need to come down to the altar, raise your hands as they sing, Holy Spirit, come, and allow the power, the unshakable power of the kingdom of the living God to get a hold of you once again. Is there anybody in the house? Stand with me, church. Let's come around the altar, raise our hands at the Church of Jesus Christ at Cross Point, and say, I want the unshakable power once again in my life, the shaken world of me in my life. Come, Holy Spirit, come.
Hearts praying for a fresh encounter, souls looking to
praise to the church. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, come. And as you leave an altar in a church today, the enemy's going to say, no, you don't need that. You know, the hell's going to come against you. Church, all you have to do as the power of one in the middle is just stand up, put your shoulders back and say, no, I have been gifted by the endowment of power on high from an unshakable kingdom given praise. That's all you need. Hallelujah. That's all you need. Father God, in Jesus' name, Lord God, I thank you for the power of one that Jesus displayed and then unleashed on the world. Lord God, as we dismiss today, Lord, I pray that Cross Point Church leaves and takes that endowment of power from an unshakable kingdom out into the community and unleashes it on somebody else. I pray, Lord God, I pray that we don't just hold on to it. So selfish of us. Lord God, guide us and direct us, Lord. For the many that are in the worship center and watching online that need that endowment of power from an unshakable kingdom for a health problem today, Lord God, in Jesus' name, be whole. Be healed. They know who they are, Lord. You know who they are. I pray, Lord God, in Jesus' name, that the unshakable kingdom of healing power shows up in their life. God, we give you honor and glory today that you selected us. You entrusted us with this power. And on Pentecost Sunday, Lord God, we say thank you. We won't let you down. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. All of Cross Point Church says,
amen.
Amen. Give her praise today. Now, I need a favor from you today. I need us to show up for a special business meeting and gorge ourselves on pizza and salad. You're allowed, just this one time. If you're a member of Cross Point Church, we need you. If you're a non-member of Cross Point Church, we need you. Let's come together, the family of God, the power of one individual, one by one, and do what God's called us to do. Let's go out singing, come Holy Spirit, come. God bless you.
Holy Spirit, come like a flood, like a